this door unlocked.
There, standing in the doorway, was a bag of dust in a nightshirt. Speak to him, O'Brien.
Good evening, sir.
No call tonight, Coleman.
What?
O'Brien! Stop swinging him around here!
What's the big idea, buddy?
Old wrinkled retainer. Now,
power,
listen.
Power.
My retinue and I require kibble for the night. I'm willing to pay.
Min? I think he wants to go out.
Who wants to go out?
We don't know what it is, but when it wants to go, it screams.
These men, Cran?
They're men. They're staying the night.
Oh. What room are we going to put them in, Cran? What room?
What about the power? The power room. They've gone. Where are you, sir?
Upstairs in bed!
Good night.
Good evening, Cran. We have fresh visitors there.
Oh, Dr. Long Dongle. You're home early tonight, sir.
Yes, Cran. I watched her dance again tonight. Oh, how she danced. She danced like thoughts before the eyes.
He's talking about Senorita La Tigernatas. Every night he goes to the Cafe Filfmark to watch her dance.
Yes, Cran. 3 years ago, she said, Dr. Long Dongle, the day you can give me 50 pairs of castanets, I'll marry you. Well, I've got 48 pairs.
Oh, naughty man. Then... Then, Dr. Long Dongle, you only want 2 more pairs, eh, buddy?
Yes, buddy. Just 2.
Oh.
I nearly got them tonight, but just failed. Cran!
Yeah?
Take my skull-cutting mallet and teeth-catching bucket. How sweet. The children are awake. It's little green wretch. He needs changing. See, now what did I change him for last time? Bannister.
Yes?
A moment of quiet meditation. Play me a gramophone record.
Right.
Cran, they don't write tunes like that anymore.
Well, then, Max Geldgray gets pretty near it, you know.
Needle, noddle, no. More brown power!